What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL, and I am joined by Matt Horner, and we have an NBA odds boost for all of you today on Pascal Siakam to have over 24.5 points and Cade Cunningham to have over 9.5 assists. This is boosted to plus 375 at Caesars. Matt, what do you think of this?
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind this at all. I mean, we're looking at two teams that, well, I mean, honestly, the entire NBA is this way now, but two teams that defense sometimes can be quite optional when it comes to them. Pascal Siakam, you know, the one thing he does well is score points. I've bet over his rebounds before, and it's just never a good experience. I don't understand how a guy as big as he is doesn't get more rebounds than he does, but he can score, and he does that quite well. And we all know Cade Cunningham. I mean, the guy's just, he's unbelievable. He's so underrated because he's on the Pistons and they suck constantly. But he himself is a great player, and he can certainly get 10 assists in this game, which is probably high scoring and quite fast pace. So this, and I don't mind this for the price it's at. Don't mind it.
Love that. Get in on this odds boost, plus 375 at Caesars, and take advantage of our offer from BetMGM. Bet $10, get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet does not hit by entering code Lucy when you sign up for a new BetMGM account now, and head to odyssey.com/BetQL for everything you need to bet on the NBA tonight and the NFL this weekend and the NFL leading up to the big game through the big game playoffs and so much more. So get in on that. And, of course, follow us on Twitter at @sharp_side_ and at Lucille Burge. We have our favorite bets for this weekend in the NFL, and we are going head-to-head, but I am going with the Chiefs -8. They covered their last three real games of the season before that Broncos game, and they covered when they faced off with the Texans when they beat them 27-19 this season, and Taylor Swift will be at this game, Matt. She will be at the game. Yeah. And games in which, Taylor Swift stat for you, games in which she has attended, the Chiefs are 16-3 straight up and 11-7-1 against the spread. So I am taking the Chiefs to blow out the Texans here, cover the spread. The Chiefs are also 6-0 straight up when Clay Martin is the referee. So that bodes well for them straight up. So I'm taking them to cover as well, -8.5.
Yes, the referee conspiracy with the Chiefs and how they always give them the benefit of the doubt with the calls.
Seems to work.
Yeah, you know what? It seems to quite frequently. You're right. Eventually, though, you know, I feel the Chiefs are going to lose a game in the playoffs. I don't know when it's going to be, but I feel like, you know, the Chiefs this season have been, I mean, I think everybody knows this, they've been extraordinarily lucky. I mean, this is a team that has gotten every break, every call, every reaction in the game has always gone their way, and it's really unbelievable that this team has the record they do. I'm going to take the Texans here, plus 8.5 points to keep it, you know, basically within a touchdown with the Chiefs. Looking at possible snow in this game, we're looking at winds, could be pretty terrible conditions. So look at the total, 41.5. So, I mean, it's very, very low. So you're getting 8.5 points here in a low-scoring game. That can be quite valuable oftentimes. I don't know if the Texans are going to win this game, but I just feel like the Chiefs have gotten so incredibly lucky, and eventually they're going to drop one. The Texans are a team that nobody seems to like right now, even after they played so well against the Chargers, because of the way Stroud's played this year, the injuries, blah, blah, blah. And it just feels like a team that can certainly surprise a lot of people, especially if they were to beat Kansas City. So maybe sprinkle the money line with the Texans to win this game outright. But I'll take the 8.5 -110 over at Caesars.
Love that. Get in on either one of our bets, or, you know, both if you'd like to, and you know, whichever side you like, pick a team and get in on those bets and the odds boost +375 at Caesars, and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.